here to tell you to listen to a little sports talk with my old pal, my old chap, Chencho. He's so funny and fabulous, and he has great insights on all sports and whatever the fuck he's talking about. Well, I'm not busy running England and watching my beautiful horses race. I listen to a little sports talk. So how about you do as I and listen? Ha ha! Tootoodaloo! Also, fuck Megan. Ha ha!
Alright. Not sure what that was about. Welcome to a little sports talk. I'm your boy, Chench Dizzle, on the Rizzle for Shizzle. Today is the 27th of Tuesday, the 27th of April. Bro, I want to talk about UFC, one of the greatest cards I've ever seen in my life. It was insane. I want to talk about the NFL draft and a little baseball. This time, I'm seriously going to talk about stuff. Oh, and Oscars happened. A lot of stuff happened this weekend. That's what I'm going to get into. And I don't know if you can tell, but I'm pretty obsessed with The Crown. It's the shit. Anyways, all that and more after this. Alright, so I hate to be a woke asshole about this, but I'm not into the draft. I don't really care who the Steelers get or who goes to what, because I don't even watch college football. But it is a little bit like, you know, slave trading, if you ask me. Because, I mean, they got the owners who are picking players who have, what, like, they watch the players play, and then they even go to a combine where they work out, and they're like, eh. And that's kind of, you know, slave trady, if you think about it. Back in the day, slave owners owned slaves. They would put them up, the biggest, baddest slave, and they would trade them, sell them. You know, they'd be like, oh, that one, he looks great. I want him to mate and produce amazing workers, slaves. And that's kind of it. Because, I mean, yeah, they get paid. But that's why I'm not against players getting paid. Like, there should be no salary cap in any sport. Let them get paid what they want to get paid or what they deserve to get paid. Make the millions. Who gives a shit? The money's out there. Owners are making billions of dollars. Teams, NFL teams are worth billions of dollars. They can pay players whatever the fuck they want. And I think they should. There shouldn't be a cap. If it's not fair, it's not fair. What do you know? It's baseball. Baseball's like that. And the team with the best players don't always win the World Series. That happens. Look at when the Nationals won. The Nationals didn't deserve to be on there, but they won. You know what I'm saying? I forgot who they beat, the Astros or something. But I mean, not always. The best team doesn't always win. That's what I'm trying to say. And the salary cap to me is stupid. I think there should be no salary cap in any sport. Let the best players play for the team that won. And I know it sounds, I'm not a Yankee fan, and that's kind of what the Yankees do. But I mean, the Yankees didn't win all those rings, except for maybe in the one they won in 2010 and some in the 90s. By grabbing all the, like, when they were the shit, when they were the Yankees back then, they weren't just buying all these players. Or maybe they were, I don't know, I wasn't born back then. But they got 28 rings, and it didn't seem they got those 28 rings by buying all the players. They did in 2010 for sure, they bought that ring. But I mean, who gives a shit, right? And that's what, let the players get paid, that's all I'm trying to say. Because it's kind of, it gives off a weird vibe to me. That's why I don't watch the draft. I don't care. Like, hey, well, look at me. You're getting college kids who didn't make a dime playing college, who are basically just there. Like, if you ever, I've seen, like, the ones where, I think it was with Ben Roethlisberger, where he just didn't get picked. Until I don't know how many, what round it was, and finally the Steelers picked him up, and they're just sitting there like, God, please, somebody pick me. This is fucking embarrassing. And I'm pretty sure that happened to Aaron Rodgers too. And it's just like, come on, man, these kids, they just want to play for a team and make bank, bro. And yeah, I don't watch the draft. I don't give a shit about the draft. It is when most of the time the first round picks don't do shit anyways. They're not the best players. Tom Brady fucking didn't get picked till the last. He was the last guy to get picked. He was the last kid in dodgeball. He was that one kid who walked with a limp that nobody wanted to you know, nobody wanted him for kickball, and he ended up being the best fucking player in the world. So, you know, it's just dumb. I don't think they should make a grand spectacle out of it. It's all for money for the NFL. And they're fucked up because, you know, Roger Goodell's making all this money, making millions, being the commissioner, when he just, what the fuck does he do? What's his real job? I don't know. You know what I mean? It's all messed up, if you ask me. But yeah, that's my take on the draft. Yeah, that's it. And, yeah, fucking, oh, I was thinking about, you know, the Yankees and New York teams, it's like, every team, like, the Giants suck. I mean, they won those two Super Bowls, but they didn't belong in the Super Bowl to begin with. The Jets suck. The Knicks suck. Brooklyn Nets, they're okay now. Right now, they're all good, but, I mean, they, when was the last time they won a fucking championship? So, in New York, the teams, Mets, garbage. They're all garbage. Except for, at least you got those rings with the Yankees. So it's like, it kind of evens out. Which is nuts. Like, everybody sucks. This team, this year, seems like everybody sucks but the Nets. And the Nets were New Jersey, too. They weren't even part of New York until Jay-Z was like, take them to Brooklyn. Yeah, it's nuts. And baseball. Baseball is fucking awesome right now. I live in the Bay, and the A's are playing out of their ass. They're playing really good. Even the Giants are playing good. I don't give a shit about the Giants, and they're playing good. The Dodgers and Padres are fucking, like, what the fuck? Playoff baseball every time they play. It's super exciting. They're fucking talking shit. They're fucking doing, holding. I didn't understand the whole holding the one eye that the Fernando Tatis Jr. did. I didn't get it, but I guess it was towards Trevor Bauer. Or was it because he did it to somebody and he was like, oh, look, I don't know. But they asked Trevor Bauer about it, and he was all like, yeah, it's cool. We need that in this sport. This sport will be boring as shit if we don't make it exciting. And hey, it's not easy to hit a homer, and he hit a homer off of me. He was like, I tip the hat to you, young sir. And yeah, do what you want. Celebrate it, because it ain't easy. They don't come often. You're not going up there hitting a homer every at-bat. So if you fucking get a good one, celebrate it. And I think that's dope. And it goes the other way around. If you get a badass strikeout, sell it. And fucking, let's say you got the bases loaded. It's fucking crucial. You're trying to get this one last out, and you strike them out fucking disgusting with a nasty breaking ball or something. Celebrate that shit. If you made the batter look ridiculous with the nastiest pitch you could come up with, celebrate that shit. Yell, fuck you, sit down, do something crazy. Make it worth it, because it's not easy to do what you're doing. If it was, I'd be up there. You know what I mean? So yeah, fucking, I think it's cool. Celebrate it. It's all good. But yeah, man, baseball's nuts right now. And I saw someone, I don't know, they're talking about it a lot, but like, they've got the highest rating they've had in years. And I think it's because of shit like that, because it's fun again. I think they're making it fun again, and I'm loving it. I'm loving baseball right now. I'm seriously watching it. They just got to do something about these fucking, some of these announcers are boring as fuck, but they got to get Rogan in D.C. up there just yelling every 5 seconds. Speaking of Rogan in D.C., all right, I'm going to go through this UFC card, because it was the craziest, like, this was the easiest, the best $70 I've ever spent was ordering this fucking card. It was the first fight, Anthony Smith. I think I picked the other guy. I gotta start writing down my picks, because I completely forgot who I picked in the first fight. I don't know if I picked Anthony Smith, but he kicked this dude so hard in the leg that his leg just said, I don't wanna play no more. His leg literally was like, nope, I'm taking my ball, I'm going home. It just hit him in the nerve, and he said, nope, I can't do it. And, like, the fucking... And I think it happened towards the end of the round, and then they had the doctors out, and he's all like, come here, walk. Let me see if you can walk in it. And he couldn't walk. Couldn't walk straight. So they called the fight, which I was already like, what the fuck? That was crazy. And that's not even the craziest shit that happened in this fucking card. And the next fight, Weidman versus... versus Hall. And I think I picked Rydman to get knocked out in the first round. I think that was my pick. But I sure didn't see this coming. I didn't think he was going to lose by foot fall off. Because that's what happened. His foot fell off. And it's so crazy. I'm like, that's for sure we live in a simulation. Chris Weidman fights Anderson Silva for the title. Anderson Silva goes in for a leg kick. He checks it, breaks Anderson Silva's leg in a very disgusting way. Just flops over and he's whatever. For the exact same thing to happen to Chris Weidman is insane. All I'm saying, Uriah Hall better watch the fuck out next time he fights. Careful with those kicks because, homie, it's just crazy how this happens. And it's like, yeah, we live in a simulation. Now Chris Weidman does the exact same thing. Fucking Uriah Hall checks it. Weidman's leg breaks in half. And it was like, oh, so gross. And I was making wings. I didn't see it. I saw the replay, which was so worse because the only one who saw this happen was my 7-year-old son. And he was like, I don't know what happened, Papa. He kicked him and then he fell on the floor. I'm like, so you didn't see the leg, what happened? He goes, no. I'm like, all right, get the fuck out of here. I told him to move. My wife was like, stop making them pussies. Let them see this. And I'm like, nah, I do not want them to see this flabby leg break. It was gross. And when I saw the replay, I was like, oh, and you could hear the fans, which was awesome, by the way. The fact that there were fans there made this shit so much more fun. The UFC killed it this weekend, is all I gotta say. And you just hear the crowd go, oh. But then when he didn't realize he broke his leg until he put his foot down. And, he basically put his foot down on his nub. And then the crowd even goes, ah, in horrific. And I was DC, because DC was like, I don't want to see this, Joe. I don't want to see it. And I was like, yeah, I don't want to see it either. It was fucking horrific. That shit was horrific. And that wasn't the craziest shit that happened. And then Valentina versus Jessica Andrade. Valentina just took over, obviously. I was like, yeah, watch. And I always tell my wife, every time Valentina wins, watch this chick. She's about to fucking murder somebody. She's about to make some chick cry right now. And she was like, why is she fighting a little boy? And I'm like, first of all, never. That's Jessica Andrade. She has short hair. She looks like a little boy. And yeah, just fucking crucifix, elbows to the face, bloodied her up. Easy peasy. Easy work for Valentina. That's something I for sure called. Next fight, legit. Rose Namajunas versus Weili Zhang. Zhang Weili. Championship fight. Holy fuck. Something I love to do is I watch the fights with my kids, with my boys. They love it. Every time I order a pay-per-view, they stay up past their bedtime. It's a beautiful moment that we have. Even my wife was like, you don't even need to invite your friends because you have your kids here, your boys that love this so much and they love being around you. And they pick. They're like, oh, I think this guy's going to win. I think this chick's going to win. And so they picked Weili Zhang. And I was like, no, I'm going to go for Rose. I like Rose. She's awesome. She's a cool human being. I'm going for Rose. And when she fucking delivered that leg kick and dropped her, I went nuts. I went fucking nuts. I was like, yes. I just started yelling, Thug Rose! Thug Rose! Like the first time when she beat Joanna, I was going insane. And I fucking also cried. Like Joe Rogan was up there crying. I was crying too. It was a beautiful fucking moment. The greatest that my eyes started getting so fucking teary when he was talking to, Rose was talking to Pat Barry, who's her husband, and she was just yelling at her, like, you the baddest motherfucker. I told everybody, I've been telling the world, you the baddest motherfucker, you the best, who's the best? And she was like, I'm the best, and she's over here crying, I'm the best. I was like, fuck yeah, Rose, you're the fucking best. How could that not bring a fucking tear to your eyes, bring tears to my eyes right now? It was insane. I loved it. I loved every moment of that fucking fight. It was beautiful. It was legit a beautiful moment. It was a dope fight. I was so happy for Rose. It was insane. And then on to the next fight, because I'm fucking crying. And then Kamaru Usman, Masvidal. I didn't know. I said before I wanted Masvidal to win, but I think Usman was going to. I thought Usman was going to get it done in 5 rounds. Unanimous decision. Just like the first fight. But he pulled out some gangster shit. Just fucking knocked his. It was the cleanest knockout you can see. It was like a movie. It was like watching Rocky when they hit each other and the sweat goes everywhere. It was such a beautiful fucking right. I'm sorry, cross. I mean, a fucking. It was a cross. Right cross. Just whass. Right on the button. Laid him out. Masvidal had no idea what the fuck was going on. And when he was getting up, he was like, what? What? Who? What happened? Then once he saw the replay, he was like, wow. I cannot deny that. So hats off to Masvidal for being a fucking pro. A gem of a fighter. That was awesome. And they even posted something else where he was talking the next day or Monday. He was talking to Ariel Helwani. And he was like, look, I'm a fan of that fucking, that. Because he got me. He got me flush. I thought he was going in for a takedown. I thought he was going in a double leg. He didn't. It fucking, that right cross came out of nowhere. Never saw it coming. And just pow. He was, and yeah, I was a fan of that. I was a fan. And he was, and Ariel was like, are you saying you're a fan of his? He goes, no, I'm not saying a fan. He goes, you know what? If he keeps doing shit like that, yeah, I am. He goes, because I love this sport so much. And what he did was beautiful. Right on the money. He goes, yeah. And it hats off to him. And I was like, man, hats off to you, my friend. Because, yeah, that's class act right there. And it was dope, man. Usman's a real fucking deal. Everybody's been saying it. And for him to do something where it's like not just wrestling. And you know what? Hats off to his coach, Trevor Whitman, because he's also Rose's coach. He's the head coach. He's a striking coach. And how did his fighters win? By knockout. Beautiful knockouts. One fucking awesome head kick and another fucking beautiful right cross. Clean knockouts. Fucking hats off to Trevor Whitman. And there's video of him when Kamaru Usman knocked out and he just calm. He just didn't celebrate. He was just like, yeah, that's what we trained for. Of course he did this. He's my fighter. He's the baddest motherfucker because I train him. And Trevor Whitman, oh my God. It was just amazing. At the end of the night, I was like, this was such an awesome fucking time of fights. It had me crying. It had me cheering. It had me fucking gagging, almost throwing up. It was the dopest shit ever. And I'm like, I wanted to say this on Monday, but I've literally had fight hangover for the last couple days, and I'm finally doing it on Tuesday. But yeah, it was dope, and this is why I love MMA just right now. It's to the top for everything. I love baseball, I love football, but MMA is up there because you invest so much time watching these fighters. I watch all these, like, I watch the embedded series, I watch all this background stuff, them training. And, you know, I really appreciate the time they take to make these fights and go out there and fuck. God, I could never do this shit. I'll be shitting my balls. You see Rose up there. She's fucking shaking of how nervous she is. But she gets in there and just fucks shit up. And she beat a bad bitch. It's not like she just beat some fucking random fucking person walking down the street. She beat the champ, who's a badass as well, who fought Joanna Jędrzejczyk to a fucking amazing, one of the fighters of the year. Last year or 2 years ago. And she beat a badass. A badass beat a badass. And she's the best. I'm the best. I'm the best. That's what she said. I'm the best. And yeah. She's the fucking best. I love this shit. I love the sports. MMA is the best. I'm gonna fucking end it right there. Because I'm super fucking hyped on all this shit. I'm gonna see if I have a high thought. I don't think I do. But what it is, dog. Yeah, I do have a fucking, I was high, of course, and I was watching TV, and I saw Tom Middleditch is a funny guy. He does Middleditch and Schwartz is a really, really funny, series. Well, it was a special on Netflix. It was, improv, all improv, right? It's Thomas Middleditch and, Ben Schwartz, they're John Raphael from Parks and Rec. Tom Middleditch was in, what's that Silicon Valley show. He's a really funny dude. He's in a bunch of stuff, but he's in the show called Be Positive. I don't really know what it's about. I think it's about he might have some blood thing and he needs blood transfusions, and it's supposed to be really funny, but it's a sitcom and it's a major letdown. I was super bummed out. It was very hacky, very obvious jokes. Nothing was funny. And it bummed me out to see a really funny guy do something that was just not at all funny to watch. And that's what I just thought. I'm sitting there high as fuck waiting for... And when I'm high, I'm an easy laugh. And for me not to fucking laugh at all was very disappointing. So that's something I just wrote down. Thomas Middleditch disappointed me while watching Be Positive. I cannot be so... I should be a writer, huh? I should be one of those critics. Be Positive, not so positive. Anyways, I don't even know why I ended with that. I ended up with such a fucking high note with Rose Namajunas being a fucking badass, being the best. I'm going to go back to that. She's a badass. She's the best. I fucking love it. All right, man, I'm out. So I just wanted to say, oh, yeah, and watch The Crown. Give it up for the queen. The queen's a bad bitch, too. Watch The Crown. It's fucking awesome. It has history with drama, and it's, and you know, a lot of the one-on-ones, we don't, like, you don't know what really happened, truthfully. But the history's there. You could Google it and look it up. Stuff that happens does happen. You just don't know exactly what happened when it was one-on-one conversations. That's all Hollywood writing. But it's fucking good writing, and it's dope. Watch The Crown, because she's my girl. She just gave me an endorsement at the beginning of this episode. So shout out to the queen. Thank you. Shout out. All right. You know what kind of sounds like a... hello, Mrs. Doubtfire. Give it up to Mrs. Doubtfire, too. All right. Out.